Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2706. Weekend Weight Loss Tips. By Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network that can add some extra value to your day. Today's episode comes from Optimal Health Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. So with that, here's Dr. Neil with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
Weekend Weight Loss Tips by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. Weekend fun and weight loss don't typically go hand in hand. Hopefully, these tips will help keep you on track so that you can carry the healthy momentum into the following week. The weekend is a great time to relax and regroup before the next work week, but often, weekends are seen as a time to indulge and let loose. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to throw back a few and down some chips and dip, but the mindset behind indulgent behavior can destroy all the hard work put into shedding the pounds. We all want to enjoy ourselves, but why not decide that this coming weekend will be different? I have a few tips for eating healthy over the weekend that you can easily implement. Number one, shift your mindset. It all starts with mindset. If you go into your weekend with the mindset that you're going to indulge and that you earned it, then you will have little to no self-control. When you find yourself trying to justify the indulgences, take an emotional step back and remind yourself that you are worth putting good, nutritious food in your body. This doesn't mean that you never reward yourself or let yourself have some chocolate. It does mean that when you do indulge, you do it with different intent. If you find you're having a strong craving for something in particular, my first recommendation is to write it down. Now that might seem strange, but research has shown that if you write down the craving, most of the time, it removes it. If that doesn't work, drink a large glass of water and maybe go for a walk. I like to get outside and get some fresh air to serve as a nice distraction. Number two, limit alcohol consumption. Now this may seem like a tough tip, especially if you're a heavy social drinker. But if you want to slow down your weight loss, then drink alcohol. It's all added calories with extra sugar, and it not only can add to your waistline, but also diminishes your ability to make healthy food choices. Alcohol will slow your metabolism down, something you don't want, and it will leave you feeling bloated and puffy the next day. For this weekend, just pass on the alcohol. Instead, you can try a sparkling water with an added lemon or lime wedge so you don't feel like you're missing out on the party. Number three, start late and finish early. Another thing you can change this weekend is when you eat. I like to switch it up sometimes and start eating late, like around 11 a.m., and finishing early around 7 p.m. This gets me out of my routine and helps me off of my plateau. Ending early also helps me wind down extra early, which gets me to bed earlier for some added sleep. If you're having a low-key weekend, why not change it up and see how your body responds? Number four, avoid restaurants. I know you may not be happy with this tip, but it will help you not only save money, but also save on calories. Dining out is almost a guarantee for overeating, So, stay home this weekend. There are plenty of other ways to be social, and you have the perfect excuse for trying those new recipes you've been saving. If your family, friends, or significant other isn't too impressed with your choice, find a non-food related way to make it up to them. Number 5, BYOF, bring your own food. Is there an event this weekend you can't pass on? If so, a good idea is to bring your own food. I know this isn't always an option, but if you can do it, go for it. That way, you can control what you eat and how much, and you won't be tempted to dip into the dessert table or grab just a handful of something. I do this all the time, and with no shame. Your health is your priority, and if people want to judge you for that, that's their problem, not yours. So, do what is best for you. And lastly, number 6, add raw veggies. This last tip is a great way to start every meal with a healthy option. Having 1 cup of raw veggies will increase your fiber intake, which will help you feel full earlier in your meals. Eating vegetables before a meal will help reduce your overall calorie intake by at least 200 calories. Since you filled up on veggies first, there may not be room for all that tempting stuff like dessert. I hope this post is helpful in getting you ready to take on the weekend with a healthy mindset. You got this. You just listened to the post titled Weekend Weight Loss Tips by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Chalene shared some great tips in this article. And when we really think about it, these tips all have one thing in common. It all comes down to planning. I know, the last thing you probably want to do over the weekend or just before is to plan. You've already spent all week being good, planning out your meals, planning out your exercise. You just want a break from all that mental stress. I get it. But remember, one weekend of indulgence may bleed into the following week. I'll explain. Sometimes what can happen is that after a weekend of just letting loose, Monday comes around and we are way too tired to work out now. Planning our lunch and dinner? Out of the question. We're just trying to muster up enough energy to check and respond to our work emails. So now, instead of starting the week off strong, we are barely making it through Monday. Now, as a result of that, we may spend Tuesday trying to catch up on the work that we didn't get done on Monday. That doesn't leave much time to get in that workout or plan our lunches and dinners for the rest of the week, let alone go grocery shopping. Getting takeout now sounds like a pretty good option. Hopefully, though, we'll find some time to work out on Wednesday. Wednesday arrives, we do squeeze in that workout, but we've already missed 4 days of working out in a row. Remember, we didn't work out last Saturday and Sunday because we let loose, right? And since it's Wednesday, The upcoming weekend is right around the corner, and the whole process will start all over again. But what if, as Shalene recommended, we spend just a little bit of time planning our weekend? Now, we don't have to be perfect all weekend, but we just need to try and maintain our progress as best we can. Don't let perfection be the enemy of progress. If we can perform one or two healthy behaviors over the weekend, that might set us up for a more productive week. Don't underestimate the power of momentum. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual for our Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.